Welcome to the Classical American Education Podcast with the Copelands.
In our last episode, we looked back at one of the most important traditions in the United States of America, the fact that we were established as a Christian nation and have at least to some extent maintained that identity since our founding. That does not mean that every American is a Christian or that Christianity is mandated by law, but it does mean that the principles upon which our government was formed and the traditions by which the vast majority of people in this nation live are based upon the Word of God. Unfortunately, that tradition is under attack by those who desire to reshape America into their image, one that will be able to conform to the edicts of the coming one-world government that is being constructed in plain sight today. Historian Marshall Foster claims, quote, "God's purpose for America can be clearly seen in history through the covenants of our people and divine intervention in events. That purpose is molded by the hand of the Creator, and it is His glory that we as a nation have been used to spread His gospel. Our forefathers understood that our commission was to spread the message of Christ to the world and build a biblically based civilization," end quote. Proof of this purpose being fulfilled is the fact that more missionaries have been sent out from America than all other nations of the world combined. But there is also another specific purpose for America being established, and it is found in the pages of your Bible. Not only once, but twice, the Word of God makes direct reference to the United States of America. The first time we see America depicted in the Bible is in Daniel chapter 7 and verse number 4. That is very interesting, because the Declaration of Independence was signed on July 4th, 7-4. And this passage of Scripture is a prophecy about that very event. Let's take a look at the passage. Daniel is describing four images that he refers to as beast, which represent nations. And in verse 4, the Bible says this, "The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it." America, the only major nation in the world to be symbolized by the eagle, was formed when we broke away from the only major nation in the world symbolized by the lion, Great Britain. Furthermore, this verse tells us that the nation symbolized by the eagle was made to stand on its feet like a man, and a man's heart was given to it. Not only has America compassionately helped other nations with our money, military, and missionaries like no other country that has ever existed, but we also have a second symbol, the man, Uncle Sam. I understand that many listeners to this podcast may have heard teaching about the nations represented in Daniel's vision being explained as the same ones that are depicted in the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. However, that traditional interpretation does not match the whole of Scripture. It is in this exact same chapter that the Bible explains that the nations Daniel saw would be in power when the Lord returns. When describing the power of the fourth beast, which had 10 horns, Daniel explains, quote, "I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire." He then explains that the other kingdoms would also still be in existence in verse 12, quote, "As concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time." That tells us that these four nations, including Great Britain and the United States, will be in existence when the Lord returns. That is not true for Babylon or Media Persia today. There is a Greece, but it is not a world empire, and the city of Rome is only a part of the nation of Italy. That means that God was involved in the founding of America, in the establishment of America. And his hand will continue to guide the future of this nation if we pray and believe. There is a wonderful tradition of American revivals changing the course of our history. I'm talking about a nation that God prophesied our founding, that God was involved in helping us to be victorious in the American Revolution, and has guided us, at least to the extent we allow him to do so, since our founding. The First Great Awakening established the biblical principles that led to the signing of the Declaration of Independence. In fact, historians have documented that every single complaint against King George in the Declaration can be read in sermons preached from the American pulpit that had been printed years before the American Revolution began. It was the Second Great Awakening that changed the hearts and minds of enough Americans to clear the way for the Emancipation Proclamation. And it is time for a spark to be ignited in a Third Great Awakening to help America bring about our destiny. If you ever grow weary of all the bad news coming out of Washington, D.C., I want to help you today have a sense of hope for our future. As fascinating as it is that America is mentioned in the book of Daniel chapter 7, there is a second time that this nation is again a part of Bible prophecy, and it relates directly to the news headlines that are coming out of the Middle East every single day. 650 years after Daniel's vision, John the Revelator saw a vision himself, including the exact same animal symbols. However, the beasts were combined into one global governing body. The only animal symbol that was missing was the eagle's wings. Some have theorized that America may have been wiped out by a nuclear war or removed from the world stage by adopting her traditional stance of isolationism. But neither of these views properly accounts for Revelation 12 and 14. I encourage you to read this passage of Scripture today. Quote, "And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent." This prophecy identifies the role that America will play during the final 3.5 years, often referred to as the Great Tribulation. The woman that was given these two wings of a great eagle so that she might fly into her place in the wilderness is the nation of Israel. The context of this passage makes that obvious. We are living in the days preceding this miraculous fulfillment. Israel has been established in her place, the Holy Land, and the United States features the most powerful military in the world, including the only military base built by a foreign nation located inside the border of the Jewish state. This is the destiny of the United States of America. The great eagle will once again rise up, flap her wings, and protect God's chosen people. We see this developing even today. Regardless of which political party has control of the White House, America still stands behind her only ally in the Middle East, and you can expect that to continue. As the latest crisis involving Israel continues to heat up, America will stand strong in defense of her. That is what the Bible declares is our destiny. It is vital that the next generation of Americans understand this biblical principle, because the words that God spoke to Abraham reach out to us today. Genesis 12, beginning with verse 2, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed."
Interested in a classical American education seminar in your local church, small group, or homeschool co-op? The CAE Podcast would be glad to schedule a seminar for you. Email us at classicalamericaned@powg.org to see if we are available in your area. If we aren't available in your area, you may purchase DVDs of the seminar that includes a PDF version of student notes. Again, reach out to us by email at classicalamericaned@powg.org to schedule your seminar today. Again, that's classicalamericaned@powg.org. It is rather difficult for some to see the hand of God at work in the America of today. As a nation, we have embraced some very anti-biblical ideas in the past few decades, and the decline of our moral foundation seems to be progressing at a worse rate than ever. What would you say to someone who feels that America is due for a chastening from the Lord for our recent actions?
I would first say that I fully agree with that assessment. When we saw the White House lit with the colors of the gay pride flag during the Obama administration, we knew that rough days were immediately ahead. And one way that we can view the past turbulent decade in America is as God's hand of protection being held back, at least to some extent. Just because we have a biblical destiny, that does not mean that each generation will be blessed. There are seasons throughout our history when we have faced judgment.
Many would point to the Civil War as one example of America being punished for its refusal to ban slavery when the opportunity existed during the Constitutional Convention.
That's certainly true. But many people are not aware of the significance of the delegates at the Constitutional Convention banning the slave trade. A compromise was made that allowed that evil practice to continue for the next 20 years, after which Congress had the ability to outlaw it, which it did at the very first opportunity. That was a ban of any ship carrying slaves to come to an American port, something America did before Great Britain. Unfortunately, the slaves already in America and their descendants were not helped by this ban, and it took a war for that practice to be abolished. But it is worth noting that America is the only nation to fight a war for the purpose of ending slavery.
And we should not shy away from celebrating that fact. It is rather amazing that the anthem played by the Union forces as they marched into battle was written by Julia Ward Howe, based upon several verses from Revelation chapter 14. Maybe you could sing a few of those verses for us.
That might scare away future listeners, but I will recite some of them. "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah, his truth is marching on."
Now, let's compare that to Revelation 14. Revelation 14, 18 and 19 says, "And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters from the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God.
The resemblance is unmistakable. Only in America would a song like that be used by the army to rally the troops.
What do you think would be necessary for America to once again be that kind of nation?
We are in desperate need of a third great awakening.
And we firmly believe that the next generation holds the key to that revival. Imagine what could happen in America if enough children and teenagers today are introduced to this truth we have shared. Imagine if they also received the best quality education available, a classical American education. You can help the Third Great Awakening happen by sharing this podcast link with your family and friends. Give us a positive review and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes.
And pray for America to fulfill her biblical destiny.
Thank you for joining us once again on the CAE podcast. Feel free to share your comments and questions with us by email at classicalamericaned@powg.org. We look forward to seeing you in our next episode. Until then, may God bless you as you continue to help us sow the seeds of America's Third Great Awakening.